Learn English.
英语学习好帮手。
You're tuned to BBC Learning English.
轻轻松松学英语。
From the BBC.
Hi, and welcome to BBC Learning English. I'm Vicky, and in this program, we're going to talk about a famous author from the 19th century.
一位19世纪的作家。你为什么会想谈论这位作家呢 ,Vicky?
Well, Oliver, we're talking about Jane Austen because there's a new film about her life called Becoming Jane.
Jane Austen 是一位女作家吗?
Yes, she's one of the most famous female authors ever. You could also call her a literary figure. Literary means anything to do with books.
文学的,书本的。
She wrote novels like Pride and Prejudice and Emma.Have you read any of her novels, Oliver?
没有，我没有读过她的小说。不过说到这部电影，它是一部传记片吗？
Well, sort of, but the film is only based on her life. It's not completely factual.
Based on, 基于，取材于， factual, 事实的。
Here's James McAvoy, an actor in the film, to explain. He says that the film is not a biopic.
意思是传记影片 ,biopic.让我们听一听 James 是怎么说的。
It's not a biopic, really. We're taking a literary figure and using an early part of her life that we know a little bit about to hypothesize.
So the filmmakers know a little bit about Jane Austen's life, and then they hypothesize.
Hypothesized 意思呢是假设、虚构、猜想可能发生了什么。Vicky, 到现在为止，我们想已经听到了不少的新词了。
Yes, a literary figure.
文学大师
Based on
基于取材于
A biopic
名人传记影片
To hypothesize
假设虚构
It's not a biopic really We're taking a literary figure And using an early part of her life That we know a little bit about To hypothesize
这里是 BBC Learning English
那么电影 Becoming Jane 都讲了些什么呢
It's the story of why Jane didn't get marriedHer mother wanted her to find a wealthy husband. Here's Kirsty Lang from BBC programme Front Row.
The film opens with 20-year-old Jane coming under pressure from her mother to find a wealthy husband. But instead, she falls in love with a dashing young Irish lawyer called Tom Lefroy.
她承受了很多压力。
Under pressure.
她爱的那个男人不是非常富有,但是却充满活力。
He's dashing.But at that time, it was very important for people to marry well. That means to marry someone with money or status.
To marry well, 嫁给有钱或者是有地位的人，难道这些比爱还重要吗？
That's right. But unfortunately for Jane, the man she loved also needed to marry well.
让我们再听一听 James 的看法。他在电影里扮演了 Jane 爱着的那个男人。
We believe that probably his family pulled him away because she wasn't a good enough prospect for him. His family were becoming poor, so it was his responsibility to revive the fortunes by marrying well, you know.
Jane wasn't a good enough prospect.
A good prospect. 给家里带来财富的人，给家人带来财富是他的责任。
Jane said to revive the fortunes.
To revive.字面上的意思呢是复兴，在这里的意思是增加。
We believe that probably his family pulled him away because she wasn't a good enough prospect for him. His family were becoming poor, so it was his responsibility to revive the fortunes by marrying well, you know.
让我们再来复习一下刚才听到的单词儿。
Dashing,
活跃的。
A good prospect,
门当户对的。
To marry well,
嫁个好人家。
Learn English.
英语学习好帮手。
So, we've heard what the film about Jane Austen's life is all about. But what did our BBC film critic, Catherine Hughes, think about the actress playing Jane? Although Jane is an English character, she's being played by an American actress, Anne Hathaway. Catherine says, like several other American actresses, Anne is good at pretending to be English.
She joins a long, long list of American actresses who do really good cut-glass English accents. That's absolutely flawless.
Flawless, 无瑕的。那么她用什么表达方式来描述她的口音的呢?
She said, a cut-glass English accent. That just means a very clear, precise accent. Like this. A cut-glass English accent.
这么说 ，a cut glass accent 就是清楚、清晰的口音。
But Catherine doesn't think the character in the film is like Jane Austen really was. She says it doesn't ring true.
这不能反映实情。
But she's actually playing Jane Austen as a kind of very sweet, doe-eyed girl. And we know actually from letters that Austen wrote at the time to her sister that she was a catty little miss. I mean, she was quite a sharp little thing. So this kind of rather gentle, moist-eyed girl, doesn't really ring true at all.
Catherine describes the character in the film as sweet and gentle. But Jane Austen wasn't like that in real life. She was sharp and catty.
Sharp, 精明的和 catty.阴险刻薄的
She joins a long, long list of American actresses who do really good cut-glass English accents. That's absolutely flawless. But she's actually playing Jane Austen as a kind of very sweet, doe-eyed girl. And we know actually from letters that Austen wrote at the time to her sister that she was a catty little miss. I mean, she was quite a sharp little thing. So this kind of rather gentle, moist-eyed girl, doesn't really ring true at all.
让我们再回顾一下刚才听到的词汇
A cut-glass accent.
清晰清楚的口音
Flawless
无瑕的
To ring true
反映实情
Catty
阴险的狡猾的
这里是 BBC Learning English
BBC Learning English From the BBC
In BBC Learning English today We're talking about Jane AustenThe famous English female author.
我们刚才已经介绍了一部根据她生平改编的电影《Becoming Jane》。那 Vicky 还有没有根据她的小说改编的电影或者电视剧呢
？Yes, lots. There have been films and TV adaptations of her novels. In fact, there are some new TV versions which have just been made. One of them is Mansfield Park. Like a lot of Austen's novels, it's about unrequited love.
Unrequited love, 没有回报的爱，讲述了一个什么样的故事呢
？It's about a young girl called Fanny Price. Here's Kirsty Lang from BBC Front Row to tell us about her.
She's a sweet and kind young woman who's been rescued from poverty by her rich uncle who lives at Mansfield Park. She's secretly in love with her cousin Edmund. However, the rest of the family never allows her to forget her place as the poor relative.
Fanny 是一个贫穷的女孩，但是她有一个富有的舅舅，她舅舅把她从贫穷当中解救出来。
Poverty, and she's secretly in love with her cousin.
但是她不能和她结婚，因为她很穷。
She's the poor relative.
Relative, 亲戚。那么还有什么其他的可以用来表达亲戚的词吗 ，Vicky?
Yes, you can also say a relation.
他们之间有什么不同吗？
No, they mean the same. A relative, a relation, a member of your family.
在表达 Fanny 在家里的地位的时候呢，这儿有一个很有意思的短语。
Yes, she's not allowed to forget her place. In those days, social status was much more important than now, and someone who was poor had to know their place.
意思是他们必须记住自己比别人低一等。
It's quite an old-fashioned expression.
She's a sweet and kind young woman who's been rescued from poverty by her rich uncle who lives at Mansfield Park. She's secretly in love with her cousin Edmund. However, the rest of the family never allows her to forget her place as the poor relative.
Let's hear some of the vocabulary again. Unrequited love.
没有回报的爱
Poverty.
贫穷
A relative or relation.
亲戚
这里是 BBC Learning English
在电视剧 Mansfield Park 里边谁扮演了 Fanny Price 呢
Well, it's an interesting choice of actress Billy Piper She's a young actress who's known for her recent role in Doctor Who a very popular sci-fi series
Sci-fi 是 science fiction 科幻小说的缩写和简奥斯汀的作品可是有很大的不同啊是吗
Yes, this period drama is quite different from the sci-fi show Billy was in recently.
A period drama?
Yes, that's what you call a TV show or film, which is in a historical setting. This is set in the 19th century.
那 Billy 在这部古装戏里的表现怎么样呢
Well, Kirsty Lang asked Catherine Hughes, a critic, what she thought. She wants to know if Billy is convincing.
Convincing, 让人信服的。
Catherine, is she convincing as Fanny Price?
No, absolutely not. I mean, Fanny Price is this meek, rather kind of plain girl, certainly not this kind of luscious wench that Billy Piper plays her as. So it didn't work at all, no.
这么说 ,Catherine 不觉得 Billy 能够让人信服。她觉得书中的角色和 Billy 的表演有很大的不同。
In the book, Fanny is described as meek and plain.
Meek, 温顺的和 plain, 普通的不吸引人的。
Whereas the TV character is a luscious wench.
Luscious 是非常有魅力的。
Wench is an old-fashioned word for a girl or young woman, but it tends to mean someone quite sexually attractive.
其实我倒是更喜欢电视剧的版本，但是 Catherine 说不行。
Catherine, is she convincing as Fanny Price?
No, absolutely not. I mean, Fanny Price is this meek, rather kind of plain girl, certainly not this kind of luscious wench that Billy Piper plays her as. So it didn't work at all, no.
那 Vicky, 让我们再来总结一下刚才听到的生词好吗？
Sure. Sci-fi, science fiction.
科幻小说。
A period drama.
古装戏。
Convincing.
让人信服的。
Meek.
温顺的。
Plain,
普通的，朴素的。
Luscious,
甜美的。
However, there is a reason why Billie Piper is a good choice for the role. She's a popular actress with young people, so it makes the TV show more appealing to a young audience.
Audience, 观众。
Billie Piper's presence does make this very contemporary, and you can see that ITV are clearly marketing this at a young audience. I mean, I watched it with my 15-year-old daughter, and she loved it.
He's absolutely right that this should be cast very young, because after what we're watching is a lot of teenagers falling in love.
Kirsty said that the show is contemporary.
Contemporary, 现代的。
And that it's marketed at a young audience.
Be market something, 向什么人推广什么东西。
And Catherine says that the story is really about teenagers.
青少年。
Billy Piper's presence does make this very contemporary, and you can see that ITV are clearly marketing this at a young audience. I mean, I watched it with my 15-year-old daughter, and she loved it.
He's absolutely right that this should be cast very young, because after what we're watching is a lot of teenagers falling in love.
让我们再来总结一下。
Contemporary.
现代的。
To market something.
推广什么东西。
Well, that's all we have time for today.
今天的节目就到这里，下次再见。
Bye.
Across China.
Across China.
实现梦想。
This is the BBC.